And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the least covered important stories in education in North Carolina is the state's current experiment with two virtual charter schools run by out-of-state for-profit companies, one of which is K-12 Incorporated, whose online schools have been plagued by scandals in other states. A report last fall from Stanford found there are problems with all online charters, not just the ones run by K-12. That report was funded by the Walton Family Foundation, a strong advocate for the charter school movement. One of the authors of the report said the gains in math were so small it was, quote, literally as though the student did not go to school for the entire year. Two staffers with the foundation recently blasted virtual charters in a commentary in Education Week, pointing out that if virtual charters were grouped together and ranked as a single school district, it would be the ninth largest in the country and among the worst performing. It's past time for a thorough debate about virtual charters in North Carolina. Is anybody in the governor's office or the General Assembly paying attention? I'm Chris Fitzsimon.